فيك نتوكل عليك. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فعلم الله من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما تحب وترضى بأن تصلي عليه. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be praised, choice of blessing, through his salam and abundance. Upon the last of the divine missions, the beloved from our form of creation, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salutations upon the Nabi'in, Siddiqin, Shuhada, Salihin, the companions of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, the noble household of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his blessed wives, and all those who have attain the status of mu'mineen, muslimin, and Allah's peace and blessings descend upon all mankind, and especially upon us on this day of Yom Jumu'ah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I have been dealing with the hadith of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, which is called Hadith Jibra'il. It is when Jibreel alayhi salam came to ask certain questions to the Holy Prophet alayhi salam wa salam. It is called Muttafaq alayhi. Ittifaq means to agree. Muttafaq alayhi means agreed upon by Imam Muslim and Imam Bukhari. So it is in the hadith collections of Imam Muslim and Imam Bukhari radiallahu ta'ala. May Allah bless all the true scholars of Islam. So, one of the signs of the last days, which we are living in now, because if we are open, our eyes are open, we can see the signs of the last day around us, is when the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, "An talida ammatu rabbataha." When the female servant, the amma, will give birth to its master or mistress. We had looked at the different dimensions of this hadith, and we had looked at what some of the great imams had said about this hadith. And we see that in modern history, the ummah, which was an ummah of learning, an ummah of knowledge, an ummah of love, an ummah of respect, has given birth to its master. That is Europe and in extension America, and they are ruling over us technologically, economically, and this rule is what they fear, the competition, the clash of philosophies. It's, for example, they have an economics of exploitation which contains interest and riba, usury. But Islamic economics completely ignores, completely does not allow the riba or interest. So it's more what would we call socialistic to socialism with the people. Now, we are transmitted to this Western world that we call it now knowledge. And hence this knowledge is dominating us and have made us slaves to the West. Literally, Islam gave birth to a civilization, to its master, to its mistress. And this ummah in servitude to Allah has now turned its servitude towards this West. In almost all Muslim countries, everywhere in the world, every country in the world, you will see this pathetic situation of Muslims being enslaved. Are we enslaved to our masters in the Pentagon, in Langley, in Washington DC, in London, Paris, Tokyo, wherever we see it? Now many meanings can be extracted from this hadith. The Ummah, that is the Amma, the slave. The civilization in servitude to Allah has become a slave to Western civilization. One of the meanings is now, you have a rich woman, which now rich is no more. We have rich women in Islam. Of course, Hazrat Aisha, Hazrat Khadija al-Kubra, radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was not only financially rich, she was rich being blessed to be the wife of the Holy Prophet. She was rich in being blessed to comfort the human form of the Holy Prophet. She financed the entire birth of Islam. We have Hazrat Bibi Fatima Zahra, that is the daughter of the Holy Prophet. She is the mother of the two greatest sons that ever existed, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, alayhi salatu wasalam. We have the martyr, Hazrat Sumayyah, the first woman in Islam from Africa, we should be proud. That is the martyr of Islam. But now you have rich, when we speak of rich, we only look at bank balances. Now, they have termed the world so-called first world countries. First world. It's derogatory. They call us the third world. Now they've gone to the fourth world. We'll come to it if we have time. So you get these rich women living throughout the world, being glamorized by magazines, by the means of the television, that now women have a signature, that they should have a certain figure. At one time when it started, they were starving themselves to death to have this figure. And hence we get a disease called anorexia. One of the greatest models in the world, Twiggy suffered from it, and I think she died. They like twigs. And this never existed in the world. So, now these rich women are literally hiring people's wombs. You have a womb for hire. People in Philippines, people in South America, India, they live in such abject poverty that they are ready to sell their body parts, kidneys, rent their womb. So very rich women feel if they're going to give birth, they're going to get stretch marks. If they have a cesarean section, which now has been gone so common because every time there's a complication, they want a cesarean section, it costs more. See, everything is about money, they're not worried if they cut you up. So they don't want these marks on their so-called bodies. So these rich women hire these women. It's hire a woman. And these women are from so-called fourth world countries. What do we mean by a fourth world country? The World Bank calls nomadic, so-called illiterate people, people from the fourth world. They are the most oppressed people in the world. According to Western standards, they call them semi-literate. But now the world is waking up to it. Now they say that big farmers, pharmaceutical companies are making money. You know what your chemist account comes to. You know what medicines cost. And medicines make you more sick. They have side effects. But what they call the fourth world and illiterate people who live with nature, all these natural remedies are coming back. You want to wean a child off a breast? You take your mother-in-law's car. This plant, it's aloe vera. Now we're finding out aloe vera has so much of medicinal properties. Whom they class as illiterate fourth world people know this. They can identify every plant, what to use. They have constipation, they know they use senna leaves. They have chest problems, they know you take cabbage leaves. All this is being learned from them, but we're calling them illiterate. So, the womb is hired to produce a child. Now the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam predicted this also. He said a time will come when people will be as if they're living on a big ship. You get people on the upper deck. And everyone wants to be top deck now. Like the chocolate box. You know, brown at the bottom, white on top. So on the upper deck, everyone lives a luxury life. They don't even use normal water in the toilet. It's all bottled water. Okay? They eat the best fruit. We in South Africa don't see our best fruit. It's all exported to the top deck. The top deck lives in luxury. They have servants for everything. Gone are the days when the mother sat the whole night and nursed a child. Now the mother must have a maid sitting outside the door. Whole night. The baby cries, the maid must run. So, then you get a bottom deck. Most people today are living on the bottom deck. Very poor. Hardly anything to eat. No access to clean drinking water. So to cut the long story short, eventually they run out of water. And the people in the bottom deck don't even know they're in a ship. But they can hear water below the floor. So the Prophet ﷺ said they'll start digging the floor. If you dig the floor of the boat, what will happen? You think the upper deck is going to get saved? No, no, everything goes down. It all goes. But there'll still be like the people in that movie, The Titanic.
They just pretend nothing's happening. Let the band play.
Carry on. No, no, we're not sinking. We're going to be saved. Unsinkable.
You know they had that spacecraft, the Challenger. Who did Challenger go? It exploded. Now,
they hire her to give birth. So they take this woman off the bottom deck of the lowest rung of society, the lowest rung,
and they give her 5-star treatment. Because she is now carrying the baby for them. She's a living incubator.
The sperm is taken from the man, the egg is taken from the woman, she's put together and put into this womb.
So for 9 months, this lady from the fourth world or the bottom deck or the so-called lower rung of finances is treated with 5-star treatment till she gives birth to the baby. Then the baby is taken by this lady and that poor woman that gave birth is sent back to the bottom deck.
Time goes by. Goes by very quickly.
20 years go by, the baby is 20 years old. The mother that gave birth to her, her biological mother, is looking for work. She knocks on the door. She's hired by her daughter to work for her. So the slave girl gave birth to her mistress, literally. And the top deck people, not all, Allah bless those that are not influenced by this, but we see them in all the time. Top deck. They even open that wallet so you see the silver and gold. Plastic. These people are plastic. You see, and they treat people badly, whether it's the waiter, whether it's the shop steward, whether it's the cashier, whether it's a receptionist. Don't even look down upon people. They may have the full attire of a gentleman or Islam, but when you see their behavior, you just want to dig a hole and put your head inside. So, the slave girl gives birth to its mistress. Then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, again, said, O Jibreel, you will see the barefooted destitute shepherds competing with each other in building high-rise buildings. High-rise. You been to Dubai? High-rise buildings. Now, this week, in Dongri, in Mumbai, it's one of the poorest areas in Mumbai, but it's the richest in Islamic love.
If you go to Dongri, where the Minara Muhammad Ali Road, Minara Masjid is, Mandi Post Office, Dawud Khan Palace, beautiful area. In Ramadan, every evening is like Eid.
Rich, loving people. But buildings that are very old.
So a building collapsed this week. Allah give all those who died, Sabah and Jannah, perfect oxygen.
Now they have little plots of land.
So rich investors move in, buy their land, and put up high-rise buildings. So due to these high-rise buildings, this entire shoreline of Mumbai,
you see, they haven't lost it, their colonial mentality yet. They call it the Queen's necklace. The Queen's crown has already got their diamond and our diamond.
But they're proud to have the Queen's necklace. Again,
they haven't lost their colonial mentality.
Alhamdulillah, we know a little Urdu and Hindi. What Hindi is actually Urdu. We're not even speaking Hindi. So we speak Urdu, they want to answer in English. Say, bhai, kya ho raha?
Why do you want to use your own language? No, we are very educated.
I mean, do you say education is English? Huh?
Because we have been enslaved to the West. In Africa, in Zululand, they don't want to speak Zulu anymore, they want to speak English. And they don't want to just speak normal English, they want to speak Bronx style. You understand? This is enslavement to the West. That's why Malcolm Little,
radiallahu ta'ala, Malik al-Shabazz, dropped the name Little from his name. It was belittling his status. It was his slave master's name. He said, until I find my true surname, I will put X.
X even comes from Islam. You should see one of the latest TED lectures.
So, the Prophet ﷺ said, the barefooted shepherd. You know what's a shepherd? You ever gone out to the countryside and met a shepherd?
Soft, humble people. Because they're tending to lamb and sheep. Now the Muslims will go, but they won't even look at the landscape. They'll just look at the sheep.
It's like Christmas time now. Business. Put the price up.
Don't make it easy for them to make good money. No, no, brother, you've got to sacrifice. Sacrifice is sacred.
The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam also said, and listen carefully, the people of Yemen had soft hearts. Kitabul Rikab, the book of soft hearts, in Bukhari Sharif.
Iman is Yemen. Because people of Iman have soft hearts. Naramde.
Soft. Not so soft that people shit all over you. With a sense of izzah, dignity.
Because they take care of lamb and sheep. So whatever you take care of, you behave like it.
Sohbat, asare sohbat,
the effect of association. And he said, where I live, these Arabs,
they're haughty like the camel. You know, the camel is haughty with its big hump on its back. Now the hump is just replaced by dollars.
This is one video doing its round in South Africa. These young boys, knocked out of their brains, throwing the money at us. Muslims.
Bathing. So, the shepherd is a simple man. But he wants to imitate the master in the West now. So he wants to build high-rise buildings. Hence you get them now in Dubai. Every sheikh must have the height of them.
You tell him, sheikh, but you won't get people to stay there. He says, I don't want people to live there. I just want it to be named after me.
And our people are very thrilled about it. Yeah?
We got off Emirates, bravo. We just got onto the
helicopter and we landed on the Buruj. What's this? Yeah, whatever.
Like a Burak. The ladies are having weddings now. They're taking the entire, they're chartering the whole plane.
We'll have the Mandi in Dubai.
And they're very happy about it.
The word used, bunyan,
in the Quran, this word is for ideology.
They will have this ideology.
Now we have Muslims who write entire books on what they think is Islam, what Islam should be.
I mean, we have the book of Islam. And the book of Islam is only one book.
Which is it, the book of Islam?
The Quran. The Quran. The Hadith has a secondary status. The primary textbook of Islam is the Quran. And if we don't follow it,
then Allah in His wisdom brings about circumstances for those whose eyes are open. Then now we want to follow it. And one thing about Islamic unity, the Quran is very clear. وَاَقْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا.
Jamia, all of you who read the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Hold fast unto this rope.
Who's the rope? Muhammad Rasulullah.
وَلَا تُفَرَّقُ.
Do not become firqas. Don't become sects. S-E-C-T-S.
But in every field we got a sect now.
I mean, you Muslim, which group you belong to? Say, no, I'm just Muslim, I belong to the group of Muhammad Rasulullah. That's who I belong to.
He is the leader to be unconditionally followed. He is the one who they love so much that they didn't let one hair of his fall on the ground.
Now peers are cutting their beard and giving their hair.
Huh? What is this? What is this?
Don't you say it's Mu'e Mubarak? Khuda ko Mu'e dikana hai ek din ba?
You have to show your face to Allah, not in Facebook. Never save us from the tribe of Dajjal deception. The rule of Ya'juj and Ma'juj.
If your teacher is teaching you to wait for people to come out with big ears, he's living in Disneyland. And he's a Mickey Mouse. They're listening right now. And we carrying it right in our pockets. Me too. This phone.
They know exactly what you eat, what you wear,
what you want, what you buy.
They listen into every conversation.
This civilization that we created,
Silicon is made of sand. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was planning things on war, he drew on sand.
We started this. All this multicolored glass made of sand you get in churches. Go to Iran, go to Iraq, go to Syria. You see this colored glass beautifully in mosques. Go to Turkey. Turkey is the new destination.
Ertugrul Bey, 29,999.
We Muslim sizes, 199 only. I mean, learn the lesson of Ertugrul Bey first, but
may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, may He bring us back to hold fast unto the rope of God. May He keep the future generations united. May we learn to live with differences, but live for Allah. You've got no one to impress except God.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us wa ma'alina illa al-bala'a jazakallah shukri.